Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's January 14th, 2008 More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Lately, we've been having some challenges with associates not being able to get on our weekly conference calls. When some of you have called, the number has been busy because the lines have been maxed out. Of course, this is a good thing because our team has experienced exponential growth and we're really exploding. But to fix this problem, we have now added an additional bridge phone number that you can call into if one shows to be busy or full. The two numbers that will be available through January 28th are 620-294-3000. The other number, the alternate number, is 218-486-1400. The PIN number is 77041#. That PIN number is good for both of those numbers. Then after February 1st, the 620 number will go away, and the new number will be 712-338-8000. Again, after starting February 1st and forward, 712-338-8000. And, of course, the 218-486-1400 number will remain the same. Again, the PIN number is 77041#. Of course, these numbers are dedicated phone numbers for the More Success Team, and all of our calls will be made using these numbers. Remember, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do our team conference call. The first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do our group training call. And the second Monday of every month at 8 p.m. CST, we do our small business training call. All of the phone numbers remain the same for each call. And I'm very, very sorry for any confusion in reference to this matter. I've been several calls on it, but hopefully this will straighten that out. We've just been so, our numbers have grown at such a great rate that we haven't been able to keep up, so we've just added several hundred more lines so everybody will always be able to get on. Now to introduce tonight's first speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to Platinum 7, Executive Director, $250,000 ring earner, the Regional Manager for Oklahoma, Mr. Jeremy Moore.
Dave, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine, sir.
So before we get to our guest speakers tonight, I want to announce a really exciting event that we have here at the corporate office in Ada, Oklahoma, coming up this Saturday. At the corporate office, One Prepaid Legal Way, starting at 10 a.m., and that's none other than Mr. and Mrs. Jeff and Cindy Hughes from Fort Worth, Texas, Platinum 2 Executive Directors, Millionaire Club members, six-figure ring earners. I don't know of a better way to kick off the new year than opening up with the Super Saturday at the corporate office with Jeff and Cindy on our very own team and our very own organization. So, for everybody on the call tonight, if you know folks anywhere within 500 miles of Ada, I would get them to this event. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. We'll be doing tours of the home office after the event, and it will be one Super Saturday that you do not want to miss. What better way to kick off the new year than having Jeff and Cindy Hughes at your home office, at your corporate headquarters here in Ada, Oklahoma. Again, that's this Saturday at 10 a.m. from 10 to 2. And it is $10 per person, so it's very inexpensive, so get your guests and associates out, and Jeff and Cindy will get them in the business, and we'll get your associates on the right track. But to get the call kicked off tonight, we've got a phenomenal recruiting story we're going to hear from. This gentleman has been in the business several years now. He's a director from Boswell, Oklahoma, and that's Mr. Roger Farmer. Roger, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am, Jeremy.
Well, Roger, I know you got a great recruiting story you want to share with us, so just take it away.
I thank you. You know, Jeremy, your dad, Mr. Randy Moore, has personally sponsored me, and he stressed to me over and over and over to use the third-party tools and let the system work for me. And as a result of that, we have a great growing team of some really true rising stars, one of which I'd like to introduce right now, Miss Jency Cunningham. Are you on, Jency?
I sure am, Roger. Thank you.
Go ahead and tell the folks your story.
Oh, my gosh. I've had so much success recruiting here lately. The motto has been pounded into me and makes perfect sense to work smarter, not harder, which makes perfect sense to me. And the one story that I have here recently, I've recruited several people just in the last few days, but this one gentleman working at Starbucks is going to college, and I go in after my Taekwondo class and get my Starbucks coffee, and he's always complaining about not having enough time and enough money, and I suggested that he let me speak with him if he had the time. I said, I specialize in setting people up in home-based business, so if you'd be interested in making some extra money to maybe help with your bills and help with your college fees, to sit down and talk with me. So I gave him my business card, and it wasn't but the next morning he had contacted me. We sat down and spoke. I got him right on the sizzle call. I followed the baseball diamond and got him on that sizzle call. And I tell you, that sizzle call is a wonderful, wonderful tool. It was so easy to do and so easy to use and follow that format. And he and his wife are excited. They are signing up. And I just followed that format that was given to me. And it made it so much easier. He does the work for you, so you don't have to sit and try and think of something to say.
No, that was great, Jensie. I really appreciate you sharing that with everybody.
That's a great story.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Randy.
All right, Jensie, thank you very much for being on tonight. Of course, the sizzle call you're talking about is the Chris Hughes sizzle call, which is 512-404-2330. He is a platinum executive director, $200,000 income, millionaire club member on our team. And for you that are following the recruiting system that we have, go to pplbaseball.net. You can follow that system. It just proof is in the pudding that it just works. Isn't that right, Jensie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for being on the call. I just wanted everybody to make sure and use the systems that are in place. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, the $500,000 income earner, millionaire club member, the executive vice president of Prepaid, and of course the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. I tell you, it's going to be a great call tonight. We have so many great people, and this next lady on the call is just a fantastic lady. I admire her so very much. She's a good Christian person. She's a good family person. But she's also a good business partner with her husband in the Prepaid business. Member of the Millionaire Club, regional manager, $100,000 ring earner, $200,000 income earner, Platinum 2 directors, Miss Cindy Hughes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate your kind words, and I appreciate your invitation to be on the call tonight. This is very exciting and a great honor. You wanted me to talk a little bit about my role in our business as partners with my husband, Jeff. And as many of you may know, our journey began with Prepaid Legal the summer of 1999 when we were first introduced to it by a customer of Jeff. He was a lady shoe salesman. And she did a very important thing, a very good right thing. She invited Jeff to lunch, took him to lunch. Events happened that he was motivated to go to a business briefing, and she insisted, absolutely insisted, that I go. And I was at that time a pretty cynical person. I didn't want to have anything to do with anything that even looked like it was a home-based business or anything like that. But she was a good customer, and we lived strictly on commissions. And so I didn't want to risk offending her and risk that, $3.50 that she might bring into us for those $350 pair of shoes. And so we went to that business briefing. And what happened was I not only got to see the picture, but Jeff and I together got to see the picture. And so we were able to discuss it. And unbeknownst to her, we were looking for something. We were looking for a career change for him. And so I tell you, 8.5 years later, here we are. But my role in the business has taken many twists and turns during the 8.5 years. Jeff has been the main provider, I guess, for the business and the main front man. And he makes the majority of the sales and the presentations and all of that kind of thing. But in the beginning, I learned everything I possibly could about this business. And Texas at that time had a pretty difficult license situation. And so I was able to study that a little bit and figure out, timing-wise, how to get the license quicker, how to do things in a certain order. And so we implemented the system, and our team became a very fast-growing licensed associate team in Texas, and a lot of people were trying to figure out what we were doing, but it was just a matter of looking at it. I did things like that, and I read the success guide from cover to cover. I understood how the commission statements read and how to get the information from that, and I did all the paperwork for him. I was just like his personal assistant, but at the same time, I went to all these business briefings. I never missed an event. And our children, I think, looking back on those first 3.5-4 years of doing this, we started a briefing in our area and did that every week. But we had to sit down and have our children on board because I was very integral in their life. I homeschooled them, and so their lives changed dramatically. And I think out of our entire family, they probably sacrificed the very most. And because of their sacrifice, I was able to put in the time that I needed to start our business. But fortunately, our business did grow and expanded, and so there came a time when I needed to kind of slip back and take more of a backseat role and focus on our children, and which I was able to do. And by then, we had a great team and had the leverage to be able to do that. And so the past, 3.5 years or so, I haven't done a whole lot, been visible, in our local market. I'm always up to date on what happens with our organization and always attend the conventions and so forth. But it's been a different role. And so now I'm getting back. I've got 2 children in college and 2 left at home. And so I'm able to get more focused into our local marketplace again. And it's been a real thrill because I miss the associations on a weekly basis with people. But I have found that my support for Jeff and my support in the business has been paramount to our success. And regardless of if you're a spouse that has full interest in the business or if you're just a supporter, if you're just, that makes all the difference in the business. And I've had each of those roles, full on and just the supporter, just the cheerleader side of it. And I've realized how important both of those things are. And with that support and working together, we've really had a rewarding time together, and it's been fun to work together. So with that, I would encourage you, if you're a spouse who has the time and has the ability, get involved in the business and watch the DVDs, go and listen to a sizzle call, check out the success guide, learn the compensation plan. All of those things were so important to me at the beginning, and I didn't miss anything. And I really understood the business and was on board, and I realized what was going to take to be successful. And then as in my support role, where I was just the cheerleader, I didn't make it difficult for Jeff to do what he needed to do. When he needed to be at the meetings, when he needed to be at the trainings and so forth, I made it possible for him to be there and took care of the home fires and took up whatever extra load I needed to here to help him fulfill that because it was our business and I understood exactly what was happening. And so now getting back kind of middle of the road and kind of getting a little bit of a balance between those two has also been fun. And it's just been interesting, this whole journey. And I've just appreciated so much the opportunity to learn how to build a business, to work with my husband. And I think we've gotten different things out of prepaid. And for me, it was the personal development. I've read a lot of books. I've practiced a lot of things. I've changed a lot of things. And I've become myself empowered and understanding that I really hold my own destiny in my hands. And that's been just a wonderful, wonderful realization and thing to put into practice over these last 8.5 years. So with that, I'm really looking forward to the future. Every year seems to get better in prepaid, and I love the associations that we have. We have such dear friends, and it's just been, that part of it has just been very, very special to me. So with that, I appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight on the call, and I hope that might have been some help to somebody on the call. So thank
Cindy,
you very
we
much.
Really appreciate you being on the call tonight, and I know that's very inspiring. We just have so much respect for you and Jeff as a couple, and of course, as tremendous team leaders on our team, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore.
Cindy, this is Randy. Just a lot of people don't realize how big of a team that you've been able to grow in that short period of time. When did you say you came involved with prepaid?
We signed our associate agreement August 7th of 1999.
And 1999.
We had our license September 7th, so, yeah.
And tell everybody just sort of how you got all of Jeff's family involved, all of his brothers involved in this business. How did that all come about?
Well, after our first business briefing that we attended, we really didn't let our sponsor, Judy, know that we were too interested. She gave us a video at the time. It was called Now's the Time. And so we decided we were going to show his brothers that lived in the area and their wives, because we were thinking more of their wives, actually. They were looking for extra income. We had a couple of them that were in school and so forth. And so we met together every now and then, and so we took that video over. And after we got done socializing and doing our thing, we said, we have something to show you. You know, it only takes 15 minutes. It may or may not be for you, but we're excited about it. And so the look on their faces were, you know, oh, gosh. You know, and that was my worst fear is rejection. But, hey, I had seen it, and Jeff had seen it, and we were going to do it regardless of, you know, if they were interested or not. But we put it in, and after that video, they said, we're interested. What do we do? So we took everybody back to the business briefing, and Judy was just floored because she had so many guests. And so then from then on, we just signed up and signed up the brothers. And so that's how it started. And then we just made a list and went to our family and friends and showed the video. And that's all we did. And it took a lot of practice. And we found our old Getting Started Right book a couple years ago. And it was really interesting because the list that we had made had about, well, I guess, 55 people to 60 people on it. And out of that list, we had some no's. We had one couple that absolutely no. And they were our really good friends, and they've never recruited, never got a membership, you know. But out of the rest of those 59 people, almost I think everyone has had a membership, and half of those have recruited and on our organization, whether we personally did it or somebody on our team personally recruited them. And so making those lists were important because it kept it in our minds. But that's how we built our business, and it started out slow, and we took advantage of every promotion that came along. The important thing was I understood, because Jeff, he's the pretty boy, and so he's the front guy, but I understood. I was the backroom girl, and so I understood how the comp plan worked and how the promotions worked, and so we took full advantage of those things. And understanding that, we just ran with it and tried to reach every level we could and so forth. And that's how we started the business, and it just has grown and grown and grown. And it's just been absolutely amazing to me how quickly it can grow.
And how many associates is your team produced now?
I think we've had close to 40,000.
40,000.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So you've got associates in every state in the United States and most provinces of Canada.
I believe so, yeah.
Wow, that is just an amazing story right there. I know Jeff is very, very proud of you. Mr. Jeff Hughes, are you on the call?
I am on the call. I'm very a proud husband here, even if she called me a
priest. I bet you are.
Hear that? Call me a pretty boy.
Pretty boy. I'm telling you, she's making points, isn't she? Well, I know you're very, very proud of your wife and the ways that she supports you in this business. And there's a lot of things that she does behind the scenes. I know you get up and you do the presentations and you do a lot of things. But how much harder would it be if you didn't have your wife's support, Mr. Hughes?
It's the secret of my success. People look at me and think, how in the world did he ever make this work? And then they meet Cindy and go, oh, now I know. You know, I could not do this on my own. I'm so incomplete as a functioning adult. Cindy really does, you know, complete me in a lot of the areas where I'm just weak. I'm just, you know, I don't have the skill set necessary to be a platinum on my own. But Cindy and I, we call it the Jeff and Cindy story. We've been together since we were 16 years old. We've been, you know, hanging around each other since we were 15 years old. So this has been going on a long time, and, you know, we made a wonderful life together. We've always had a great life, but we never had any money. And we used to always say back in our poverty days, you know, put some money on our life and we would have everything, everything would be wonderful. We had our health and we had love for each other. We had wonderful kids. We had a great church life and spiritual life. We just broke. And we wanted a business we could work together, we could be equally yoked. And prepaid has just been so many, on so many levels, a blessing in our life. And we thank our Heavenly Father every night and every morning for this incredible business and pray for our associates and for our organizations that we belong to, that their businesses will be blessed, that their lives will be blessed like ours have been. I consider what happened to Cindy and I a miracle. You know, people say, how did this happen? And I can only attribute it as a miracle in our life. But unlike in most of your life, miracles don't come true. In prepaid legal, Mr. Stonecipher says this every convention, miracles come true every day in prepaid legal. And we're just one of the examples of the miracles that this company has produced. And we just, Cindy and I, you know, even though Randy and Ken, we don't talk to you guys every day, I want you to know that we talk about you guys every day. You're just a big part of our life. We love you guys and we love your family. And so you've given us so much hope that even when times get tough, that those who stick and stay will always get their pay. I want to be Ken Moore when I grow up. I think everybody on this call wants to be that, to have a $500,000 a year in residual income.
Well, I always wanted to be a pretty boy myself.
I'll trade my pretty for your money.
Pass.
Pass. All right, well, Randy, enough about me. So thank you so much for having us on the call tonight.
Well, you and your family have truly been a blessing to us on the More Success team. You know, what you've been able to accomplish, 40,000 associates throughout North America, you know, less than 10 years, that's just amazing. And I know the best is yet to come. What do you think the next 10 years is going to bring, Mr. Hughes?
I'm going to get really, really rich, and I plan on becoming extremely obnoxious.
Well, I know it's been an amazing friendship that we've been able to acquire together. You know, we've been on many beaches around the world together, and many places together, and the camaraderie that we have. Relationships is a big part of this business, and I know without prepaid legal, we probably never would have ever met, because I don't buy too many pair of ladies' shoes, so I don't think that would have ever happened. But I am so proud of you and your family, and of course your whole Hughes Brothers team there that you've been able to put together. What an incredible success story, and always love to hear you from stage, and we're really looking forward to you coming in this week, Saturday, to Ada, Oklahoma, to our Super Saturday here in Ada. I know you and Cindy are going to get to stay in the suite, on the penthouse suite on top of prepaid legal Friday night. I know you guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what an honor. And I've been to Ada before to speak as the fifth wheel to another Hughes Brothers. This is the first time we've been able to come up on our own, and we're so excited, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to the dinner out with you and your family, and it's going to be a big time in Ada, Oklahoma tonight. I mean, on Friday night.
Well, Jeff, let me just leave you with this. First of all, you know, we've got a lot of brand new associates on the team, and they haven't had the success that you and Cindy have had. Of course, they haven't put in the hours or the time or all the, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that you have. But what could you talk to just a couple of minutes here to brand new associates on our team tonight about, you know, what it takes to do this business and to be successful like you have?
Well, if it's okay with you, I would love to pitch that question to my wife, because she's a great observer of prepaid legal, and she's seen associates come and go because she works the table at all the meetings. So, Cindy, why don't you talk to the new associates on the call? Let that be our parting shot.
Okay. Well, I think there's two things that are so important and that we did consistently over a long period of time that created such a wonderful leverage. I mean, we have this, you know, these overrides that come in, this base override that is just wonderful and has seen us through many hard times. You know, personally, you know, things aren't just always up, you know, in your life. And but the two things that built that business for us were attending our weekly business briefing without fail, and attending our Super Saturdays and our conventions We committed to that. And we sat down with our children and said, look, every week, you know, mom and dad, we've got to go. And we made it work with our small kids. We found babysitters. We found help. We just made it work and made the commitment and decided that's what we were going to do because that's what we were told to be successful. So commit to that weekly meeting. And then the second thing that we did, you know, we hear make two exposures a day. Well, back when we got in, it wasn't two exposures a day. Exposures now, I think people think it's just handing a magazine to somebody or it's, you know, just giving, you know, mailing out a DVD or whatever. That's not what it meant when we first got in. What we were told to do was make two presentations a day. And that's totally different. And so I would, have you commit to making two presentations a day. And it's very easy to do. Jeff, at the time worked, for the first 6 months of our business. He got a new shoe job from his other one and he ended up over in Dallas, and which was, the commute is horrible. And so, he spent that commute listening to tapes, honing his skills, and then he never went to lunch alone. He never, and if he didn't have somebody going with him, he would pick somebody up in the mall, you know, standing in line. You know, they're at the same fast food place standing in line. So he made two presentations every single day. And so, you know, then we would follow up with those people. That is a totally different thing. So I think those two things to the new people, you can't get good at selling memberships unless you actually do presentations. And you can't build a business unless you're using one of your biggest tools that you have, and that's the business briefing. Take a guest. I mean, that was, we were like, oh, gosh, we don't have a guest to take this week, and that was a bummer, you know, and it was a big deal to us. But take those guests every single week. You'll close them. I mean, it's just, that's all there is to it. And then make those presentations every single day to people all around you. I mean, you're surrounded by people. And, you know, see what happened. I love the story that we heard about the Starbucks, the lady told about the Starbucks. There are people everywhere. Make your presentations. And so that's what I would tell the new people. That's how those two things built our business. And here we are 8.5 years later. So.
Wow, what a great story. I can remember, Mr. and Ms. Hughes, what was it, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, whenever we met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We brought all of the executive directors on our team at that time, and we sort of had a little get-together just for our More Success team leadership. Do you remember that? Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Jeff, that's one of the – right there is one of the reasons that we started our breakout sessions. Do you remember that?
Sure. It was the so funny back then. We had such – even y'all had such a small team of full-time associates and executive directors. And today, my gosh, we couldn't fit your full-timers and executives in a large ballroom. It was, you know, just an amazing thing to watch that thing start. But, you know, a lot of it was we set some goals for the organization. We had a vision of where we wanted to be, what it was going to take to get there, and we wrote those things down. And I think probably everything we wrote down that day has come true, don't you think?
Absolutely. And one of the big things we did was the breakout. And we just mentioned the international convention that's coming up March 13th through the 15th. Of course, our breakout session we're going to have on Thursday the 13th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the historic Skirvin Hotel. How important is it for our team to be at that event?
Well, I think the breakout's the highlight of the whole convention. And, of course, at the international convention, the more success team, the more family really goes over the top as far as recognitions, awards, trophies. I'm looking at my wall in my office now, and most of my trophies, and I've got some beautiful plaques and trophies, most of them came from the More Success Team breakout session. You guys are so generous and reward so many associates. And so I would tell everybody, you know, make your travel plan so that you can get there to participate in that breakout session. It'll be a wonderful kickoff for the whole convention weekend.
And if you haven't registered for that event, please go to moresuccessteam.com. You can pre-register for the breakout. All the information is there. Those spots are filling up fast, so make sure if you're going to be at the convention, which you need to be if you're going to be successful in this business, to go to moresuccessteam.com and go ahead and pre-register for the breakout session. Mr. and Ms. Hughes, thank you so much for being on. We look forward to seeing you guys Saturday at our Super Saturday in Oklahoma. And thank you again from the bottom of our heart for what you have brought to our team.
Thank you.
All right. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
You hear me okay, Randy?
Yes.
I had it on mute, and I wasn't for sure. You know, Randy, talking about, you know, the Starbucks and everything, Wilbur Smith and I was together last Thursday setting up a large group, and we decided to stop and eat. And a young couple was setting the next table, and I always like to speak to people, and they had some children, and I was asking how old they were and this, and a gentleman asked us what we were doing up there, and he said, well, what is this prepaid legal? I quickly gave him a short presentation, no brochure or anything. He said, you know, I'm really interested in this, but I also have a business. Is there anything you have for my business? And so I have an appointment getting with this gentleman because he has a business, he has employees, and just sitting there eating lunch, I made a contact with a complete stranger because they're hungry for what we had. People are really hungry. Bob Griffin and I went to Friday. We went up and did a short presentation for a Hispanic gentleman in Tulsa and recruited him two people and sold him three memberships over lunch. And Randy, I'm really proud of that gentleman. I don't think he got on the call tonight, but Victor Arta, and Victor's a Hispanic gentleman, but in Tulsa area, he was just given the Martin Luther King Keep the Dream Alive Award, and he was their parade marshal in the Martin Luther King parade, and I think for Hispanic gentlemen to receive that, I think I'm glad to have that caliber of people on our team. And Randy, about you, today I was speaking to Mr. John Hale. Mr. Hale, for people who don't know, used to own Advantage Marketing Company. He's a very large person in network marketing. He's getting a little older, so he sold his company out, but he got bored. And since he and Mr. Stonesire have been friends for many years, and he is also one of the senior people on our board of directors. He stopped by my office because John and I have known each other many, many, many years. And when he left, he said, well, how's Randy? And I explained to him about you, and he said, look, next time we have a board meeting, could you get Randy Moore to come up? Because I want to sit down and go over the marketing plan again with him and everything, because Randy Moore absolutely explains this program better to me than anybody I've heard in prepaid. And coming from John Hale, the gentleman's been in network marketing for 40 years, I think it was a great compliment, Randy, and I wanted to pass it on to you where everybody could hear it. I was so proud of you, son, to hear John Hale say that, because he doesn't just pop up and say things. He either means them or he doesn't say them. With that, I'm going to say to everybody on the call, it's an honor for us to have you as our team members. We thank each one of you who spoke tonight. We thank, and if any way we can help you, we would at least like to try. We want to say God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.